Right, good afternoon. Welcome to the FTS Bet Slip, Friday the 19th of November. A bit later than normal, but that's my fault, been working. As always, here with Scotty. All right, Scotty boy?
Yeah, good, thank you, Ian.
Enjoyed the international break, son?
No.
No?
No.
Okay. We're going to elaborate on that, or is that just...
Oh, yeah, it's just we can't work, can we?
So, do you not do any internationals, not look at it, you watch them, or...
Oh, as my accountability partner, Ian, I can vouch.
No, but I know you like to watch games and that. Do you not watch them?
Yeah, but I think I don't actually watch as many as you think. I only watch the Premier League and the A League. I don't watch anything else.
Oh, I didn't know whether you were like working ready for the World Cup next year already, getting yourself.
Oh obviously, I'm working on that, of course.
Clued up,
but otherwise, no.
It's about a year now, isn't it? November the 21st or something. Football's going to stop, isn't it?
No, I don't watch. I won't watch San Marino and stuff. Like, if it's a competitive England game, I'd watch it, but otherwise I won't.
What was your view on that? I asked that question. I haven't been on Twitter much this week, just I've been busy, but what was your view on that when I said about should England play games against teams like San Marino?
Or should I don't think they should.
No, I don't.
I agree with what you said. There should be a separate thing for the teams like that, and then they get put into groups after that.
Yeah, I mean, a couple of lads said, why should they deprive their chances against the big teams? But if they had their pre-qualifying and were any good, they would still get their chance against big teams. Just like a first, you know, an unseeded player at Wimbledon, if he plays well, gets a chance to play Federer or whatever eventually, you know. It's,
yeah, they're just pointless. I would never watch a game like that.
I just don't think. For me, I just look at it. I mean, I didn't watch the game and I saw the result the next day and Kane had scored four goals by half time. And I just think it's all a bit pointless.
It is.
I thought, what is the... It for me, it doesn't add anything to the competition. It's not... Well, no, they get their chance on the big stage. What, getting whacked 10-0? What's the point in all that?
Nobody wins. Apart from we getting the points, nobody wins. The players, it doesn't help them at all, does it?
I don't get it. But there we go. But there's a few who disagreed with me, so...
You're always going to get that, aren't you?
Yeah, that's what the questions are for. They're for people to put their opinion. I just don't see it. So you haven't done anything. I've had a bit of a... we went away on the Sunday of the last Sunday, whatever that was. It seems like moons ago, doesn't it? This break, 7th of November, I think it was, wasn't it?
Yeah.
And, took the dog to Taunton and stopped at my brother's on the Sunday. He lives in Cheddar, had a bit of lunch and that there and took the dog for a walk, and then we stayed. We had Airbnb'd a farmhouse in Taunton, and went into Taunton on the Monday. Walked the dog along the lead in Taunton High Street, and started peeing blood. So that was a disaster. Had to come home.
Yeah, horrible.
She's all right now. I had to
rushed
her to the vets and got a load. They injected her with a couple of things and gave us some medicine. So that all went pear shaped, and then it's West Country, see. Illnesses down there. And then what did I do? Oh yeah, this week's been Sam and Root Canal. Sam's had two lots of dentistry, got another lot. I don't even know what it's all about, to be honest. She goes off, but she's been like a cabbage. So she had rheumatoid arthritis as a kid, and apparently it's really bad with dentistry, and you have to have...
I didn't know that.
Yeah, I didn't. She has to take a load of stuff before she has treatment, a load of stuff after, like antibiotics and that.
Oh, yeah.
She was up all
night.
And
you had Ozzy Linkfield as well, didn't you, at the weekend?
Oh, yeah, she was up all night last night with...
was she?
Like, yeah.
Horrible.
And in between that, of course, how could I forget? I was trying to think what else I'd done. In between that, we had Linkfield, but I'd be honest, I've got to come clean. I mean, some of the people... They can look themselves in the mirror, just don't know how to behave. some absolute disgraces I won't mention, but Wigan, there you go. Just I don't need to say
names,
but just mention places, Wigan. I'm not going to lie, I was a mess. I was an absolute shambles. I actually only probably just got myself right in the last couple of days. But
that was a mess.
Yeah, I was an absolute... I hadn't been drinking, but then just sitting drinking. I mean, I had 5 or 6 pints on the Friday night when I got there, and then just sitting drinking all day Saturday from 11 till whenever. I can't even remember what time I went to bed. But
it does catch up with you. If you've not drank for a while, you can soon get out of touch with it.
Yeah, and there was certainly... Well, there was loads drunk. There was certainly double digit. I haven't even looked at my bill because I'm
scared. Yeah, I'd read the thing.
I'm scared to look at it and see.
I'm not surprised. You need a good weekend coming.
I'm just going to pretend it didn't happen and move on. But yeah, no, good fun. Thank you to all that came. I know some of them won some good money betting. I kept giving money to a lady from Guernsey who was over. She just kept giving her money. I was putting her bets on for her, Carol. And yeah, it was good fun. Yeah, broke. I didn't do too bad. I had one winner and some big places, 28-1 place.
Yeah, oh, nice.
But yeah, absolute shambles. But it's nice to get back to football, back to normal, back into a routine. Just before we start on the Premier League this week, I've got lots of stuff that I'm catching up, and I've been doing a load of admin in amongst those issues. I'll be fully up to speed next week. I answered a load of emails and that yesterday. And I'll be doing some more Zooms, which I'll get older people. I'm going to do some trading Zooms and
some
ultimate Zooms over the next few weeks. So I'll have details of that coming out. Podcasts will return on Monday. I'm not going to do one tomorrow, but podcasts will return on Monday. Then as normal, we'll get into our normal cycle. Summer school, I'm going to do a couple of videos next week. Selections for that will resume tonight, if there's any. And everything will be normal. And we've got 3-4 months of it without any of these ridiculous breaks, isn't it? Because it is. I've not enjoyed having 3 months where you have like 15, 16 days of football.
No, I certainly haven't.
I mean, it is what, in effect, since August, sort of 70 days, I think we've had something like that. And
yeah,
a lot of the leagues didn't get going till middle to end of August. Stop for 2 weeks. So at least now we've got a full run. The teams will get into a rhythm, I'm sure. We'll get into a rhythm and it'll be happy days.
Yeah, I think it'll be good all round.
Yeah, so there we go. Right. Premier League, son. Have you had a look? You've been looking since Monday, haven't you? I saw you tweet something in the week that you're.
Yeah, I actually started looking Sunday.
Because we keep getting we got beat up a bit last time again, didn't we?
Yeah, I don't know why. I just seem to like I put up three or more and could both to score was two. Just for instance, in the Leeds match, 28 minutes gone, it's 1-1. And I'm sat there thinking, well, at least that's a winner. And that's how it finished again. It's just the way it's going at the moment. I do think it'll help having solid, like you said, no breaks. So they could just get into it playing their club football. And I think it'll help us.
Yeah, I do. I agree totally. I think it doesn't do anybody any favours, all these breaks and starts and injuries and this, that and the other. So we start tomorrow with Leicester against Chelsea.
Yeah.
Leicester finding themselves mid-table, which may surprise a few of us. Well, I watched Leicester against Arsenal. Arsenal absolutely pulled them to pieces. But obviously Leicester beat United. It really is a funny old, some of these teams, it's funny old form, which I think will sort itself out now.
It makes it difficult because you then start questioning, was it just because United weren't so hot at the moment?
Yeah, and that's it. I mean, I'm going to get to Arsenal. Obviously, they're playing Liverpool later. Are they as good as people are making out? They've shot up to fifth place. But Chelsea have only let 4 goals in.
That's amazing.
Which is just staggering, to be honest, isn't it? It's like a sort of German efficiency under Tuchel in defence.
Yeah.
Leicester, when they have been mid-table, have won 6 and lost 5 when they've played top 6 times. As I say, Arsenal pulled Leicester to pieces. I think there's a little bit of value in Chelsea's price at 1.8. I thought they'd be around about 1.7.
I was surprised.
I think there's a little bit of value there. And I do think Chelsea will win. I think it will be another efficient 1-0, 2-1, something like that. They do at the minute look like a team marching towards the league title, don't they? But, you know, there's a long, long way to go. But a small win on Chelsea here for me, I think that price is too good just to ignore. So a little half pointer on Chelsea.
Oh, yeah, it's a no-bet game for me. I think Chelsea, same as you, will be too good against a very inconsistent Leicester side that are still not really showing their true level. They did beat Man United 4-2, as we said, but again, you're now starting to question, was that just because it was a poor United side and they are hugely underperforming? I don't think it helps that Rodgers is getting mentioned quite a bit now with the United job, so that could take players' minds off the game as well because they won't want to lose him. Again, I consider Chelsea team goals, but they've cost me a few times this season. So I, like you, see a 1-0, 2-0, somewhere like that, victory for Chelsea, but I've got nothing as far as the bet.
What do you think of that, Rodgers, in at United, if that was to happen?
I don't know why, and people might be thinking I'm unjust, but I'm not a huge fan. I think he's good, but when you see him, his record overall against the bigger teams, it's not that great.
No, I agree. I think he is a good manager. I don't think
he is.
There, but I'm not sure he's a winning top manager.
No, nor me.
That's the difference. I think he's, you know, I know they did win the FA Cup, but when he's been in those situations, he's found wanting a little bit for me, and with the pressure.
Yeah, and Liverpool, as a Liverpool fan, well, apart from last season when it was just a strange season anyway, we found them quite easy. And yeah, I do wonder, but who knows? He did it at Celtic when they needed to win, and were expected with better players. Who knows?
Yeah, but Celtic, innit? I mean,
yeah,
chalk and cheese, aren't you?
So I do think he's got the capability, and he's young enough, but I do think
it'd be interesting. It's just the expectation and pressure that comes with that. I mean, if you said to me, would I want Rock in that job, United job, Rodgers or Moyes? I would have Moyes every day of the week, personally. And Moyes, they didn't like. So,
yeah,
with the expectation that comes, I'd be really interested. Right, next game I've got is Villa at Norwich. Or Norwich at Villa. Gerrard in at Villa.
Yeah.
Gerrard, it was all that week was a managerial merry-go-round, wasn't it?
It was.
Obviously, obviously they sacked Smith, lost five games, sacked Smith. Gerrard was linked. I personally didn't think it would be, but that all happened very quickly.
I was surprised so soon.
So it'll be really interesting to see how he gets on. I mean, it's if you know, I don't think there's any doubt that if Gerrard does half decent at Villa, he becomes Liverpool's next manager. If he doesn't do well at Villa,
it's a brave move by club and manager. Yeah.
Would Liverpool still take him then? Be really interesting to see. I mean, they have lost five. Obviously, now it's a completely different dynamic. We have, they're playing Brighton, aren't they? I'm thinking flipping. It was because I had notes about Smith leaving Villa and going to Norwich. We have limited data, obviously, on Brighton in this lofty position they find themselves in. I'm still not convinced, and I'm still not saying they're going to stay there. So I don't have anything in this game whatsoever. I think it's just a watching brief. I did think Villa were probably a little bit short at 2.54. I'm not surprised they're favourites with the managerial change, but I did think they were a little bit short. So match odds wise, I think it's just a watching brief, but I do like my standard 1.5 goal bet here.
Oh, yeah.
So 0-0 on 20 minutes, drip 1.5 goals, 20-27-35. Trade from there. All the Europods and many others have that strategy on. So I'm sure everybody's heard it. I won't keep repeating it. And if not, go and listen to a Europod and you'll find it. But yeah, I do think if it's 0-0 on 20 minutes, I'd go for the 1.5.
Yeah, and I do have something there, but a few people said to me, oh, they'd still like to, if I've got a bet, I tend to bypass my view on the game. So I said to them, all right, I'll remember to do it. So I'm much like you. I think Villa are going to improve. I do think Stevie G will improve them. For whatever reason, they were underperforming a lot for Smith, and think you will start to see better performances, and Stevie G will demand no less. And the very high standards would expect the same with his players. I see a 1-1, 2-1, something like that. As far as the bet, I have got Asian cards. So over 4 Asian cards. What I like about that is that if it's only 4, we get our money back. But the odds on 4 or more is like 1.44 at Unibet and 1.5 Skybet. Villa home games average 4.6 cards. And 4 or more has lost just the once. Brighton games away average 5, and 4 or more has lost just the once. Head-to-head shows the last 4 meetings have seen 5 or more, and the last 2 here have seen 4 yellows and a red in both. Taylor's the referee, and he averages 3.44 cards a game in the league, and 5 of his last 6 Villa games have seen 5 or more yellow cards and 4 reds. So I'm quite happy to give cards a go in this game.
Okay.
And that's Bet365, sorry, 1.7 at Bet365. But you have to go scroll down the page halfway down and you'll see Asian total cards over four at 1.7.
Okay, right. Yeah, interesting, Villa fans. Exciting times maybe for you. We'll see.
Yeah, quite possibly.
I'm not convinced myself, but we'll wait and see.
Oh, I'm not. A few people said to me about him and I said, well, I wouldn't want him at Liverpool. Certainly not yet anyway.
Yeah, so it'd be interesting to see. He has only been managing in a two-team league. I do upset the Scots, I know, and I don't mean to, but I think I was having a conversation with somebody about this when this happened and saying, oh, how brilliant he'd done at Rangers. And I had a Zoom with a Celtic fan who said, well, he actually only won one trophy in nine.
Yeah, it's true.
And it is a two-team league. And their sort of argument was, yeah, but the Spanish league, Barcelona, Real Madrid, and the English league. And I said, yeah, but it is a really unique league. I think it was the early 80s, Aberdeen, 84, 85, 86, was the last time that Rangers or Celtic didn't win the Scottish league.
Which is unreal, isn't it?
You know, so you're talking 30-odd years of it. I don't think there's another league in the world where that's happened. I might be wrong, and I was racking my brains to think of one, and who I was talking to, they couldn't think of one.
There may well be
in the depths of South America or something, but it's such a difficult thing to compare coming out of that league as a manager to other leagues and go... Yeah, and he might be really good. I'm not saying that he won't be. I genuinely have no idea, but I wouldn't, if it was my club, I wouldn't be getting wrapped with excitement that he'd sort of won the Scottish League.
No.
Because it is a really unique league up there. But there we go. Right, Burnley versus Palace next. Palace obviously won at City and then put Wolves away comfortably.
Yeah.
And we had a Palace fan on the table at... Lingfield reminding me of my pre-season quote that Palace would be down the bottom, which it's a long way to go, but I do look to have that wrong. You hold your hands up. I look to have got that horribly wrong. I do sit just behind Spurs, by the way, Jeff. But they've won the last two. Burnley, still just a single win. I couldn't see anything at the prices for me, and Burnley will make it difficult. Palace, obviously, by all accounts, playing half decent football may break them down, but gun to me head, I'd back the draw. I've got nothing else, but that's what I would do if somebody drags me to the bookies and says, put your money on, I'd back the draw.
Right, and I've got written down a draw at worst for Palace against the Burnley side that have won just one game, and Palace have only lost with Chelsea and Liverpool, so I think that's pretty good form. I do have a bet in it as well. So for those who wanted to know, I'm the same as you. I think Palace will draw at worst. As far as a bet, I found some really good odds on Burnley to get a couple of cards. At Sky Bet, they class it as 20 plus points, which is two or more cards, or a red card at 1.8. Elsewhere, it's 1.43 and below for two or more cards. And I've checked again this morning and just now, and it's still there, so that's good. Burnley this season averaged 2.36 cards a game, and this is louder than 7 from 11. And at home, they averaged 2.8 cards, and it's louder than 4 from 5. And head-to-head shows this has landed the last two meets here. And I like that, and I know you like that sort of thing as well, is how do they do against similar opponents? And the stats show the last 20 here, they average 1.9. And I think it's another tough game for them. And I think two cards has got a good chance. The referee is Hooper, who averages 3.86 cards a game. And three of his last four Burnley games, he gave them at least two. Sporting Index go 18 to 21. So you would need a red card or three yellows if you're a buyer. So 1.8 Sky Bet is a good bet, I think.
Okay. Newcastle Brentford next. Obviously, another new manager, Eddie Howe, in winless Newcastle. I don't know whether we did say it in the last pod. I can't remember. I don't get it. Employing a manager when you're in a relegation dogfight whose last achievement in football was to be relegated.
Yeah.
Doesn't make a massive sense. Lot of sense to me. We know they're going to spend money in January. We don't know how much, but they'll have a go. But they're going to be down the bottom, whatever, when that happens. And it's whether they get those players in. That turns them around quick enough. I'm not so sure. good game for him, this, because Brentford have lost four. You know, I put Brentford up last time to beat, and they lost to Norwich, who sacked their manager after having their first win, which I sort of looked at that because I thought, well, Brentford will get themselves on track, win that game. And then I saw Norwich win, and then you see Norwich sack their manager an hour later. I thought, what is going on? It's another one here I'd go for a draw, but I do like over 2.5 goals. Brentford play on the front foot. Eddie Howe teams cannot defend. They do try and play nice football, but that's where his weakness is. He's not the best at defence.
No.
I think we'll see goals. So trade the 2.5 through the first 10 minutes and manage your positions as the goals flow in what will be a 2-2 draw.
Yeah, and as far as I've got nothing. It's one of those games that I tend to avoid when it's the first manager's game at home. I do think if it wasn't for that, I looked at the Sporting Index and the spread for goals. They go 2.55 to 2.75. So yeah, they're looking at 3 or more if you want to buy. I like you. I think it'll either be a score draw or Newcastle might actually nick it. But yeah, I've got nothing as far as a bet.
Okay. And then we move on to Norwich versus Saints. We've got Smith has gone from Villa to Saints in the international break, having got sacked by Villa for losing to the Saints.
Yeah.
He becomes the first manager to play the same team twice with two different clubs. I'm confused. Obviously, Norwich, a good win against Brentford. This will be harder. Saints unbeaten on 4. I think Smith was probably a little bit unlucky at Villa, to be fair. I think he'd done quite a good job there.
Yeah, he had.
You know, obviously he lost John Terry, who I would imagine was pretty good as a defensive coach and just the winning mentality. He lost Grealish. You do spend that money, and some of these players, you know, they're expected to turn up. Like, you know, like we said, they've had a disjointed start to the season and expecting these new signings to hit the ground running.
Yeah, just click, yeah.
He had a few injuries. I do think I understand why they sack him, because you think, well, we can't keep losing many more. But I certainly don't think that Aston Villa would have gone down under Smith.
No.
I really don't. I don't think they would have been down there. So really interested in him at going to Norwich and see how he does. Obviously, they're in a, despite that win, they're still in a desperate situation. I think this will be hard for them. I can't see Norwich beating Southampton. I wouldn't back Southampton at 2.2, but I do think, despite that win against Brentford, you know, Brentford were on a run of 3 losses. Saints are on a much better run than that. I think this will be a tough game for Norwich. I it's another one. I quite like the Saints, but not at the price for me.
Yeah. Yeah, and I've got a really hard game to call, and it's a no-bet game for me. We have a home side with another new manager, like you said, that have won 0 from 5 at home, playing a Southampton side that have won just 1 from 5 away. Based on what we've seen, surely Southampton get a draw at least here. Maybe more, but I certainly don't think they'll lose, much like yourself.
Yeah. And next up, we have Watford home to United. Watford lost 4 of the last 5. Take on United, who've only won once in 4, slipped out of the top 4, only a point above Spurs with all these Ronaldos and Fernandes, and they're bad as we've been, and we've been dreadful. Completely outplayed by City. I watched the first half of that. I thought, you know, you look at it and go, yes, City played lovely football, which I think they did. I thought the football they played with, but United were desperate. I mean, that defending for that second goal just before half-time, that one that drifted to the far post.
Yeah, it was poor, wasn't it?
Oh, awful. And De Gea had made a few brilliant saves as well up to that point. I just thought it was a massive gulf between the two sides, and I'm going to stand there as long as I have to keep saying it. The manager for me, his days are done. It's just like watching a lame dog limp along.
Yeah.
No way is he the long-term answer. And I think this is a bit of a banana skin from I could not be backing Man United away here. No matter how bad Watford are, I wouldn't want to be backing United at 1.5 anyway.
No, nor me. Certainly not away either.
And I think that I would lay United here and it's a sort of fairly low risk trade that if it stays a draw or Watford happen to nick a one to go in front, get yourself out of it. I'm not saying United won't win, but there's, I would definitely be laying them at 1.5 rather than being involved in backing them. And obviously, I think if they do lose, that'll be him done.
Yeah, quite possibly.
I do think if they lose this game, he'll be gone.
Yeah, I had a no bet game for this. I think the same as you. It's terrible value. So even though they may win, it's not something I would want to be involved in. I did look at Watford get a couple of cards, but the odds have dropped quite a bit since Monday. So any that are looking at Duakas and stuff like that, I quite liked Watford to get a couple of cards and maybe in play if they drift out to evens and above, it'd be worth a go. But as far as the pre-match bet, the odds are too low. So yeah, I've got nothing.
Okay, mate. It was 84-85 was the last time that Rangers or Celtic didn't win the league.
Yeah, that's crazy, isn't it?
Yeah, Aberdeen won it in, I imagine that's the Alex Ferguson era, isn't it?
Yeah, I would think so.
And yeah, I mean, just incredible. I'd be interested. I mean, they've got clever people on FTS and listening to this. If there is anybody knows of another league that has that sort of dominance by two teams, I certainly don't know one. Incredible.
No, I don't.
Right. Wolves home to the informed team of the league, other than Chelsea, West Ham. I'm going to make a couple of people smile, like Kevin Kelly, Johnny H. They're all going to be smiling. Depressed myself further this week. I was getting the files ready for the weekend football the other day, I don't know, Tuesday. And I realised that for the first time since I've been doing the FTS sheets, bar when it very started, because every team starts on the same rating, but West Ham have overtaken Spurs in the FTS ELO ratings. So that shows the trajectory those two clubs have been on over the last year. They take a little while to slide down or up them, and to see West Ham's ELO rating higher than Spurs is quite depressing. Obviously, a good win against Liverpool. I didn't see the game. Was it 4-3? Was it 4-3? 3-2. From what I read, a couple of maybe controversial goals. I don't know where they were. I haven't seen any of it. I don't know.
I watched it.
Was it a foul on, let's say a foul on Alisson was one of them?
No, Alisson should have done better on, I think, all three goals, to be honest.
And was it a red card then?
Even Kev Kelly said he thought it probably was a red. That would have changed the game totally.
It wasn't given, I suppose, and that's it. So that's a good win. And Wolves obviously had their mojo. They were going well, and then they got undone by Palace. I'll be honest, I think this is still a tough place for West Ham to go. I don't think it's a walk in the park for them, despite their form. Moyes has only played three away games as a top six side against top half teams. He's lost two out of three of those. I think West Ham are rightly favourites. I do think they may well win, but again, I wouldn't want to back them at the price. I don't think Wolves is an easy place to go. I think they started the season badly, but were playing okay, just didn't get the results. They obviously had a good run. It doesn't seem that losing 2-0 to Palace now is a disappointing result, as perhaps it used to be, the way Palace have been going. They stuffed Spurs, beat City. So there's no shame in going to Selhurst Park and losing. It's another good test for West Ham. You know, if you start winning games like this, then you say, they're going to hang around. This is the sort of game where, they may well win, but I wouldn't want to back them at the price personally.
No, and I've got it as a no-bet game. Wolves were really dreadful at Palace. Just two shots on target, and they're not the most predictable, unlike West Ham, who are so consistent. I really cannot see West Ham lose this game, and they won 3-2 here and 4-0 at home last season. And I just don't see them losing again today. Our confidence will be sky high, and I see a 2-1, 1-1. I just don't see them losing.
Yeah, okay. Right, next up, your mob Liverpool versus Arsenal, which is now fourth versus fifth, which I do not think anybody would have envisaged when we were three games in, and I don't think Arsenal had won a game.
No.
Liverpool were flying high. Liverpool were unbeaten going into that game against West Ham. Arsenal, you know, we're looking at them now, say, right, top six side. They've always been sort of included as a big six side, but they actually have very few games in the last two or three years in the top six.
Yeah.
And this is a sort of game, I guess, that will tell us whether they're on their way back or not. Liverpool, for me, is still a machine at home. They've lost 2 out of 27 home to top six sides. And I, other than the price, just because I don't personally back about this price, but I think this is a fill your boots on Liverpool. I think Liverpool will win this comfortably. Arsenal's fixtures, when you look at them, have been pretty friendly. This is another level, complete another level. I know Arsenal fans get excited and leap up and down. If Arsenal do go here and win, I might start to worry that they're on their way back, but they're not going to win here. I think Liverpool genuinely win this comfortably. I just don't think people realise how good Liverpool are at home. 2 out of 27 at home to top six sides they've lost.
That's pretty good.
It's phenomenal when you think of the teams that have been in that top six: Chelsea, City, United, Tottenham, when they were back in form. That's covering that period. Proper sides come in there.
Yeah.
And I genuinely think that they'll win this. I think the price is probably, on reflection, pretty fair. But I think I'd have Liverpool shorter, and I think Liverpool win this comfortably.
All right, yeah. Well, it's a no bet game again for me. I think Robertson's out. Henderson may be out. There's talking maybe about Mane got injured as well, but I think he might be all right. Firmino's out. We'll probably concede. So Liverpool are going to need two or three to win the game again. We do like playing Arsenal. Liverpool won 3-0 here and 3-1 away last season. And the last eight here in the league, we've scored 28 against them. We do enjoy playing them. Unfortunately, I'm the world's, as you know, pessimist with my team. I think Arsenal will score. So we're going to need two or three to win. I hope you're right. That's all I'll say.
Okay. Yeah, well, I think we'll see. But I think they'll win comfortably. And then we've got Man City versus Everton. Is Benitez the next man to go? I still personally think he'll get it right. It's going to be whether they give him a time, how long the fans stay on side, obviously, given the Liverpool connection. You know, a pretty drab 0-0 against us last time out. City undone by Palace at home, which I think everybody just what went on there.
Yeah.
And then they looked a completely different side against United. So I watched that game. United were awful. Everton's last win was against Norwich. And I think this is not the game you want when you're coming back from an international break and you're on that sort of form. I'm not having a bet, but I see nothing other than City win. I do think Benitez will get it right if he's given time at Everton, but whether he gets that, it's not going to start here. I can't see anything other than City winning this.
I've got another very easy home win. And again, a no-bet game for me as far as goals. Like you, I just can't see City not winning. I just don't trust this City side on team goals, though. I did look at that. They are quite unpredictable as far as how many they will score. They could be two up at half-time today or tomorrow and decide that's it. We fancy five. Away at United, they were two up and they just strolled the second half. They really should win by 2+ goals, and capable they want to, hitting them for five. We'll see an easy home win, but as far as goals, who knows how many they'll want to score.
Okay. All right, Sam. And then the weekend gets finished off with Tottenham versus Leeds.
Low quality affair.
I don't know whether Suggsy's listened, and I'm not sure he listens to the podcast much anymore because he got fed up being dug out, so he stopped listening, I think.
Oh, right.
If he's listening now, he's going to go and hide behind his sofa after the next sentence comes out. I think this is a fill your boots on Spurs for me.
I would agree.
Which are words that people will not hear me say very often. I think we are a fantastic price at anything over 1.7. We have a fantastic record. In amongst how bad we've been, we've got a fantastic home record against lower teams, which Leeds are. The stats from Conte's first game, you know, Everton away, even though we didn't create masses, the stats were just markedly better. Running, passes, forward passes, distance covered, sprints, everything was improved instantly. The guy had only been there 2-3 days. He's had 2 weeks with, you know, I know we've had internationals away, but to get home to that mentality, he's not going to stand there and put up with what they were doing prior to that game. I think we're going to see a real... Funny, I was with Kevin in the week and I said, I think we're going to see a real quick improvement in Spurs, quick improvement. And he's going, oh, it won't be that quick. And yes, we've got some bad players. And I do say, I don't think Harry Winks has been playing. Eric Dyer, for me, isn't a great player. Sanchez isn't a great player. But we do have some good players.
Yeah.
Moore is a good player. Son's a good player. Kane's a good player. And Ndombele is a good player. Holberg last season was really good. He's been poor this season. I think he'll get it back. We've got a decent keeper. So we're not like we've got 25 shit players. No. We've got some really good players, some mediocre and some absolute crap, and that'll get... But I think we've got more than enough to see a quick improvement, and then he'll add to it in January. I'm not saying we're going to be top four challengers or anything. I'm not making claims like that, but you will see a much better Spurs outfit over this next couple of months. I'm convinced of it. And if he can't do it, then they might as well fold the club up and have an NFL team there.
Yeah.
You know, we're ninth in the league, having been dreadful, level with whatever team it is on eighth. We've got a favourable run of fixtures. The crowd will be right up for it on Sunday, being his first home game. I think he'll want to get them on the front foot early. Leeds have only won two games.
Yeah.
So for me, it is Spurs win. It is a decent price. It's a good price. And I understand that people might not want to back Spurs. And if you don't, then I do think the over 2.5 is a good trade also. I think you're going to see quite an open front-footed game. And I just think Spurs are considerably better than Leeds and will be under this manager. So that's it for me, son. Not one you'll hear very often, if ever again on this pod this season.
And will that be an official bet for the...
That's an official fill. It's an official fill your boots.
One or 2 points?
Provide you can get above 1.7, empty the satchel, son.
Yeah, they're 1.78 at the moment. I've just checked. So, yeah.
If you can get over 1.7, get the satchel on. Suggsy is absolutely gone now. He probably won't even want to go now I've said that. He hates it when I'm confident.
Well, I've got certainly nothing as far as the bet. Because obviously, you know, I look at the stats and the form. Obviously, they failed to have a shot on target in the last two games, league games. And so I couldn't go anywhere near a bet as far as the way I look at things. But I do actually fancy them to win 2-0, 3-1, somewhere like that. And I thought that you would like this game. Mm. Like I said, Conte's first league game at home. They're playing a team that have conceded in 10 of their 11 played in the league so far. I think Spurs get their first league win under Conte and Kane, fresh from his hat-trick and other goals as well. Must have a decent chance against this defence of getting on the score sheet again and start his league campaign going and catching up with the others.
Yeah, I agree. I think Kane, exactly. You know, the distraction of England gone now. You know, I do. I think he's banged goals. Yeah, I know it's only San Marino, but you get an eye for goal. And yeah, I do. Where I said, like, Everton, the worst game Everton could possibly have after the run after is City.
Yeah.
I don't think there's many better games that Tottenham could have had here.
Definitely not, because Leeds will just come at them.
I even prefer this to, like, playing a Norwich with a new manager, where you might get that new manager sort of effect, and they are just...
Yeah, and because they will defend more.
Yeah, I sort of looked at it when I was doing it. I thought, who would I like Tottenham to be playing? And Newcastle, I wouldn't have minded with Eddie Howe at the back,
yeah.
But sort of Leeds, exactly, you know, they're letting goals in for fun. I just thought this is it's an absolute, for me, perfect fixture for Tottenham.
Yeah, I agree.
To have coming back. And the place will be, you know, the toxic atmosphere of Man United will be replaced by an absolutely... I think they'll be right up behind this manager at the weekend. So,
yeah.
So that's it. Right. So best of luck. So I've gone for your team to win easily, us to win easily. You're almost sweating, you were, when I said that about Liverpool. Right. No, as always, thank you very much. I've got nothing else to add. I've got a load of work to crack on with. And as I say, everything will be going up as normal. There will not be a pod tomorrow because I've got a load of work to do in the morning for football. So I will be back with you Monday as normal. Scotty, we'll speak to you in the week. Enjoy yourself. Take it easy. Relax. Relax. Put the 3 points up for Liverpool already. Chillax.
Yeah, I've marked it up already.
And I will do some NFL at some stage. I haven't even had a chance to look at it, but I'll have a look at that and pop it in the Telegram group and I might tell you to post that later, but I'll do it later on today. All right, team. See you later. Bye. Bye.